Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing?
I'm just sitting here reading the update from the 2 o'clock press conference, I guess. Did you see that they said they were going to do one?
Who?
The Jackson County prosecutors.
No.
Two more suspects charged in Chiefs Parade shooting. It says two more suspects have been charged Tuesday in the shooting that followed the parade on February 14th. Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker announced Dominic M. Miller of Kansas City and Lindell Mays of Raytown have been charged with second-degree murder, two counts of armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. Charging documents say Miller and Mays attended the parade and rally last week armed with firearms. Court records say Mays got into an argument with someone else after the rally. Evidence so far doesn't show any previous contact or prior knowledge between these two people. The argument escalated quickly, she said, and Mays allegedly pulled out a handgun. Almost immediately, prosecutors say others, including Miller, pulled out guns and started shooting. Peters Baker declined to comment Tuesday about how many shooters were involved, but said that they were determined to hold every shooter accountable. I saw someone said it might have been Snowcone who just texted
me. There's four of them? Four now?
That's what I'm trying to understand, because we remember that there were minors, right? They talked about the minors, but I didn't see anything about minors in this little short article that I got here. But said that two adults were charged with felony murder, which I assume are those two that I just told you about.
The name, right.
Yeah. Second degree. They've been in the hospital since the parade.
The two people?
That's according to what
Snowcone. Well, they shot each other?
Maybe. That's what Snowcone said, is that they've been in the hospital since the parade. That's the way he understood it. $1 million bond. Both have identical charges. And those are the names that I just read.
And they both are charged with murder?
Well, what did I say that they were charged with?
I thought you
with?
Said that.
Yeah, some sort of reckless homicide. Two counts of armed criminal action. Oh, no. This said, yeah, second degree murder, two counts of armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon.
Man.
So two juveniles and two
Not
adults.
That I'm, you know, I'm sure the prosecutor and police are doing a fine job. Seems odd to me with all those bullets flying and four people now. How do you know whose bullet hit who?
Right? I know.
But well, I'm sure they've got it figured out.
And I keep
but
seeing
how do you
more video. So they may have a lot of video that we haven't
But then
seen.
How do you charge two people with that? You'd think that would be different guns. But you know what? I don't need to get into the middle of it. They'll figure it out, and they'll let us know as we come. It's just something that hit me when you read it. Like, well, how do you do that? It would seem like there would be three charges of attempted murder, right? And then one charge of murder, and you'd figure out who those people were.
They
but
said
maybe
they,
if you're just shooting guns
they said
and someone here, dies, then that's second-degree murder.
They said somewhere in here whose gun, it sounded like, was responsible for the death. It says a total of 23 people were shot, half under the age of 16. We know that. One woman Lopez Galvin died from her injuries. One of these things I was just reading, it said, oh, here we go. While both these men are accused in the shooting, prosecutors say it was Miller that shot and killed Lisa Lopez Galvin. So there you go.
But the other people are still charged with.
I don't know how
murder.
That works, if it's like robbing a bank and you're a getaway driver.
Right.
Because, I mean, at least that's how I've been told that it works. And I feel like I've seen shows where they talk about someone being charged with second-degree murder or something, even though they were the getaway driver.
I'm fine with it. Whatever the case may be, I was just, you know.
Yeah.
Just curious.
I wonder how many videos they've got. That
I'm sure a ton.
A ton, right?
A ton.
We haven't seen. And because that's another thing that I had just seen right before they did this press conference was, you know, more video was starting to go public, I guess, from the shooting. And I just thought, I wonder how many videos they get sent or got sent and had to sift through. And they probably got it from different angles, not to mention all the security cameras that are permanent fixtures, the cameras
right.
that are on buildings, that are street cams, all those things, and they can watch them. Just like, I mean, we saw with the Boston Bomber, that was a long time ago. How long ago was that? 15 years, something like that, maybe longer.
Hey, look at Snow Cone.
Yeah, he
had to go to the DMV today.
Yeah, he's going to be in trouble.
You got to go to court tomorrow?
Yeah.
For what? What'd you do?
Expired license.
An expired license.
Oh, an expired driver's license?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Boy. So you didn't have to go to court for tags. It's for a license.
For a license, yeah.
And you have to show up with a new license? You just can't send a picture of a new one?
No, I have to go. I have to appear in court.
That surprises me that you can't pay the ticket and just say...
I know.
Here, I paid the ticket. Even if they say that you have to pay a lawyer to pay the ticket.
It's not in Kansas City or
Johnson
County.
I think it's a bigger deal driving on a...
Bad license?
Yeah, just because I think if you have a bad license, then your insurance isn't good.
Mm.
Right? So if you don't have tags, you're still covered.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. You have a driver's license. Just you haven't paid us our ransom fee yet.
Right.
And
that's
we're
exactly
angry about it, right?
Right.
But
right.
with a license, whether, you know, we could argue whether you should need to renew that at all anyway. But if you're driving, I'm sure your insurance doesn't cover you if your license isn't good.
That would make sense.
So they probably want to make sure you get there, and probably the fine's a little bit more.
And when your license is expired, because if you go renew your license in time, then I think you can just use your old license and say, I need a new one, right? Because it hasn't expired yet.
Yeah.
But if it's expired, then it's like, now you got
to
bring a birth certificate,
yep.
a social security card,
That's
right?
That's where I'm at. It
happened to me. And I'm like, wait, so... And this was years ago. I'm like, wait, but if I'd have brought this in yesterday, I don't
exactly.
need anything. They're like, no.
Yep.
It makes no sense.
I'm like,
sense.
But I brought it in today, and they're like, yeah. I'm
right.
like, why? It's the same
it
picture.
Explain it to me. It's
That's
like gambling
to get told.
On the river,
same thing.
Right? It's the same stupidity. It's like this. We're right. both agreeing that yesterday you could have looked at this picture in this address and said, that's me.
Yeah.
And given me a new one. But because it's expired now, I have to bring you proof that I am a citizen.
I don't have that
don't
new license.
The real ID?
The real ID?
Yeah, because I went in there and got mine, and they were like, well, in order to get your real ID... You're going to need this paperwork. I'm like, what? Why? What? So what are you telling? Like, this one isn't good?
It's not good with everyone.
A friend of mine
TSA
just got hers,
like it.
The real ID, and said it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but why?
So other states don't like
I get
IDs?
I get it, but why not give me the real ID for my ID? You've decided that this was a legal ID. You made
right.
me show everything I needed
enough.
To show.
Yeah, exactly. You thought
right?
it was good
So I'm saying if the other states are like, hey, you need to up your thing, but you still got all the stuff you needed from me. Just let me show you this.
Right.
And let me get a new ID. And they're like, yeah, no, you got to bring in stuff. I'm like, well, just give me the regular ID. The guy's like, you won't be able to fly. And I'm like,
yeah, well.
You know what?
We'll
figure that out.
That.
That's a future me's going to be pissed when he's trying to get on an airplane. He can't. But
then they just kept delaying that. I went to get
it. It's like July now, right?
I don't know. They've delayed it like 20 different times. They've
delayed it. You have to have it. To fly and everything.
This year?
To fly.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was this
year. I just looked it up. I said my friend just got
it.
And she was saying it's pain in the ass. I looked at what it was, and I think it's.
Well, I went
it's
to get
July.
It. I went whenever my license expired. I was like, I might as well get the real one because they were saying you're going to need it. And you had to have a birth certificate.
May 7th, 2025.
2025. Okay.
Sorry, I was wrong.
You had to have your social security card, a birth certificate. You could also have like a combination if you had your passport, but whatever. But I needed a birth certificate, a social security
card. To get
the
new ID.
And my mail. And then a valid ID, like a valid photo ID. Okay. So... I'm here to get a new license anyway. Might as well do all this. I kid you not. I've got everything I need, except the guy says, and I brought a stack of mail. He's like, well, only one of the pieces of mail you brought is from an actual financial institution or a utility. The other pieces of mail are junk mail or whatever. I was like, wait a second. There's got to be something else from a bank in here. He's like, you need at least two pieces of mail that fit this criteria. I had the other stuff.
Wait,
so I'm like, so I can't get it? And he's like, not today. You'd have to come back with mail and get back in line. I'm like, just give me a regular ID again.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I'll just have to deal with this
in
2 years.
I was like, where in the world? I don't know, man. I mean, maybe people have it, and maybe you haven't moved as much as I have.
Brooke doesn't have it. She's like, what am I going
to
do?
I have no idea. I know how to get my birth certificate. I know where to call, and they'll send it to me. It's easy.
It is? Well, you'll have to explain that to me, because she can't get hers. Her parents don't have it, so.
Oh, it's easy.
Okay.
I've done it. I had to do it.
You've done it before.
You may not. Oh, you know what? You may not need your Social Security card, though. Usually, they'll use your taxes.
Okay.
If you have a copy of your taxes, you can use that.
To get the birth certificate?
Because I couldn't get Giro's Social Security card. His mom had just a bunch of, right? And I was like, I got to go get you a driver's license. Like, it just became like just a hassle, right?
Yeah.
So, but the lady told me, she was like, if you claim him on your taxes, that'll be it. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I emailed our guy in the line, and I was like, hey, tax guy, do you have this? He's like, yep. Boom. Sent me a PDF of it. I pull it up, show it to her on my phone.
So that
took care of the Social Security
guard. Yeah. But he doesn't, but did that count as a real ID? Did he get a real ID?
He got a real ID.
Oh, he did.
So I had his birth certificate and his Social Security card.
Okay. And then, see, I thought that I needed a third thing, a valid. I don't know.
They needed mail
but.
From me.
Yeah.
Not from him.
I get
I'm
that.
Like, he doesn't get mail.
Right. He's not an adult.
Right.
So that
so they said, we need
sense.
Two pieces of mail from you.
Yeah. She doesn't have either. She's like, I don't know how to get this stuff. I'm like, well, I know there's Social Security offices.
On your taxes, it'll be fine because they'll do it. And then for a birth certificate, that's easy.
I've never had to attempt to get a birth certificate because I've luckily had mine. My parents had it in a
I got,
safe deposit
like,
box. Now I've got
because
it.
Because it became such a big argument trying to get it. I called the hospital that he was born in, and then they sent me to another number in Seattle. Like, it was pretty easy. They're like, oh, we don't do it here. Here's the number. They sent me to another number in Seattle. I called them, and then they asked me a bunch of information, and then I paid for it with my credit card over the phone, and they sent them in the mail.
They
five
mail you
copies.
A new one? Okay. And does it look?
It's the original.
Just like
it counts as the original.
Okay. All right, good.
It's not a copy
That's
of it.
That's one of those big things hanging out there that she's just like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's easy.
I won't have a driver.
I don't know who it is, where she was born, but if it was that easy. And for me, I just call like the city. They do it at City Hall in Michigan.
Okay.
And you call them, and then they're like, yeah.
Well, that's part of her problem. She was born in Japan, and I'm like, well, I don't know how that works.
She was born in Japan.
Yeah, but she was born on a military base. So I feel like, you know, let's just go through the military.
Those half Japanese women.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
What's
going on?
So, hold real quick. You didn't even get the license, Snow Cone?
Mm-mm.
So now what happens? You go to jail?
No, I have to go. I have to find my birth certificate and Social Security card and go back.
Where was this?
I thought you said you had to go to court.
Where's the court? What city? What state?
It's in Pleasanton, Kansas.
Pleasanton, Kansas. I got to think it's
Where's
not going to be Pleasanton for you.
No, it's not.
It doesn't sound
So you
like
show
that.
Up without a license, you're like, yo, can't you just call and be like, I didn't get my license yet and kick that can down the road a little bit?
Try and get a continuance, yeah.
Why don't you try to do that?
Do you have to have a lawyer to do that?
I have to do.
I know it felt like when I was younger, it was like if you wanted to do anything within the court, you had to get a lawyer. It felt like part of the racket.
Unless you were
right?
Matt Damon in Goodwill Hunting.
And
he was good.
And you can do it. He was real smart.
He was wicked smart.
Yeah, wicked smart.
That's my boy. He's wicked smart.
But
which I watched your movie, Stillwater, that you recommended to me that I should watch.
I literally said I'm
you
not
said
recommending this movie. No, I didn't.
You said you love Matt Damon.
Said,
he can do no wrong. And the movie's great.
I did say I like Matt Damon. I said, for whatever dumb reason, I confused that movie with Palmer, the Justin Timberlake movie.
Which
I
was a good movie.
Movies. It is a very good movie.
Palmer was good.
It is good. And I get the two of them confused. I must have watched them around the same time, and I feel like
Justin Timberlake, I know people don't like him. He's a pretty good actor.
Palmer was a good. People liked that, right?
I don't know. I liked it.
I think they did. I don't know. I thought that was a good movie.
I thought it was really good.
I thought that the Matt Damon movie was, you know, I watched it midnight one night, planning to fall asleep, and I was like, yeah, I'm watching this. I'm still watching it. And then I ended up watching the whole thing. I was like, you know what? Matt Damon's just good. He's good.
Yeah. It was good.
It's.
I didn't buy. They could have picked anywhere else.
Picked
this guy from Stillwater, Oklahoma, just, you know, an oil rig worker, you know, exactly. He played him well, right? Wrangler jeans, shirt tucked into his pants.
Probably
you
had
know,
a fish hook on his hat.
He had a Cabela's
something.
Hat on, I noticed. A Cabela's hat, a goatee, and he ends up in France. Doesn't matter why, but a woman in France who works for the theater and is an actress in the theater falls for him. And yeah. I'm like, that, I understand the concept, but we really should have picked anywhere other than that. Because that was unbelievable. She's not going to do that.
Bit of a stretch.
Right, like, they could have done, you know, Mexico.
Yeah.
They could have done a million different, well, I wouldn't say a million, but four or five different countries that I'd have been like, yeah, maybe this happens. And her job could have been
why
different.
Why did the job have to be so artsy?
Artsy,
you know, that's,
right.
That's the other issue. Unless she's just like, I'm so
and she's like, are you going to go to the theater? And man. he's like, what the hell am I going to do in the theater?
Right. Right. And it's like, okay, we okay. get it. Yeah, you guys from opposite worlds.
Right, right, but it was a little bit too opposite.
Exactly.
That, for me, that was it. The only part right in that movie, I was like, huh.
And maybe someone will text us and say, it's a totally true story. You didn't know that, but I don't think so. Kind of doubt it. Now, Palmer, on
where
the other hand.
He could have went to, I thought Mexico would have been good. It would have been fine. You'd have had all the
I'm
same
with you,
things.
The theater thing, it didn't have to be theater.
But,
either,
even, you know,
but if you're going
to
do
but
theater.
France just seemed, I was like, France I've never been to France. It seemed hard.
Hard to think that make she, friends. It's hard to make friends.
It seems like it would have been hard for her to really fall in love with this
speaking
guy.
Speaking no French whatsoever. Yeah. But that's a problem, too. As we talk about it now, I still get parts of that movie mixed up with Palmer. I don't know why I mix those two movies up. They must have come out close together.
I don't know.
I don't know. But I'm sure you've done that before. I know you've done it with actors.
Oh, sure, of course.
A lot of times, of course, it's people that a lot of people confuse, like Patrick Swayze and Kurt Russell or those things.
Sure.
I know you've got some issues with that.
I still don't know who's who.
There are those movies or whatever that you get confused and you're like, wait, I think... I shouldn't even tell the person that I'm confusing these two things because I don't think they have anything to do with one another.
Right.
And I'm not sure what the connection is. My best guess is when you asked me if I'd seen that, when you texted me if I'd seen Palmer, and I was like, yeah. And I thought, wait, is that the one where he goes to France? My best guess is I looked it up and I was like, you know, the covers of the movie kind of look the same. Maybe that's where I got it confused. Maybe I saw.
Maybe. Doesn't matter.
Stillwater. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Doesn't
but
matter.
Palmer's better. I would say that. Palmer's better. Stillwater's.
It's fine.
Perfectly watchable.
Yeah, it's a perfectly watchable movie.
Yeah, critics may disagree. I don't know, but I like Matt Damon. Do you like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck equally? I'm sure I've asked you this before.
I think Matt Damon is a better actor.
Okay.
And so I tend to like most of his movies more, but when Ben Affleck nails it, he's better. Like, I don't know that Matt Damon has, to me, and I know people can be like, oh, that's your great movie. I don't think Matt Damon has a movie as good as The Town.
Okay.
Or Gone Girl.
Okay.
Right? But as a whole, I think Matt Damon's work is better than Ben Affleck's.
Got more of it.
And he doesn't have as many, like, you're just like, this is horrible, Ben.
Yes.
Right? He doesn't have that.
A higher average rating, for right. sure. A letter grade rating,
yes,
for sure.
But when, you know, Argo is great.
Yes. And
right?
That's
the Town is great. Gone Girl is great.
Ben Affleck also directed some of those, which makes him kind of a dual threat.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately it's just that Ben Affleck is a little bit cooler. But Matt Damon's also really cool.
I think Matt Damon's really cool. And he's like, Ben, he lets Ben be that guy.
That's the thing.
And he still loves him. He's like,
friends,
he's crazy. He's insane.
They're friends. They've been friends for years.
Yeah.
As far
I like
as we know,
both.
They're still friends. They're certainly pretending to be friends if they're not. And, you know, Matt Damon seems like he's led a pretty relatively scandal-free life, right?
He seems like the guy that's always like, that's my buddy Ben, man. I love him. I'd bury a body with him. Man, he
can't
makes really bad
really
decisions bad. Sometimes. And
yes.
Then Ben seems like the buddy who's like, man, that's my buddy Matt. He does everything I do, he does. We do horrible things, and the dude never gets in trouble.
Yeah.
And I'm always in rehab. I'm just a guy. He's the guy who gets in trouble. We all have that relationship.
Yeah. Matt just doesn't have the black cloud following him. That's
right.
All. You
that's
know,
it.
I just have bad luck sometimes. That's,
yeah.
That's
he's
all.
That buddy who just, he's the one who gets caught. We all have that buddy. You do the same thing, and you're like, yeah, that friend in high school. You know, I had a really good friend in high school. We hung out, did all the same things. I'm like, man, I got to drop out of high school. He's like, yeah, I know, man. You know, gives me a hug or whatever. I'm like, what are you going to do? He's like, I got a full ride in Northwestern. I'm like, when did that happen?
How? Right. What did I miss?
He was like, I don't know. I just did the work in class. I'm like, what?
We discussed this. Why didn't you warn me?
What? All
yeah.
right, man.
I mean, I do feel like Ben probably stays out a little later. There are times Matt's like, hey,
that's
come
exactly
on,
what
man.
Happened with me.
You don't need to go out. Right.
Right. Every time I'd be like, you know, he skipped. It was like a buddy explained to me. I was like, I don't understand. Why I'm always in trouble for getting my kid to school late when they went to elementary school, but every time I'm in line, all these cars are late.
Right.
Like, how am I? And he's like, because you're in it every day. That's a once-a-month thing for the rest of them.
Yeah.
They rotate in and out of being late. And I'm like,
they're not the same people.
Oh, you're right. So it's, yeah, those 30 cars that are pulling in late, they won't be here tomorrow. But
be different cars tomorrow.
I will be in that lane. That was eye-opening to me about my life in general. Yeah. I was like, wait, we all do the same things. So like, yeah. Just not as often,
dummy. Not every day. Right. Right. Matt Damon has stayed out later than he should have.
Yes, of course.
And regretted it.
Right. Just not every day.
Every time. Right. Right. Not every single time.
The Church of Laszlo.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo!
Yo! Just real quick, keep
I'm watching
on this
snails
license
on TV.
Thing. Yeah, we need to get signed back in so we can watch Nick.
We got to move on from the license.
Snow Cone's getting upset because he went to the DMV today. I say this always. You never wish someone good luck. It's like when you are doing a play, right? You know, they have all these fears or anxieties about, hey, you know, you can't say good luck. You got to say break a leg.
Whatever. Break a leg.
Just superstitions. Yeah, right. I feel the same way about the DMV because you don't need me to tell you that when you go today, there's a very good chance that you're going to wait in line, get all the way to the front. They're going to tell you got everything you need until they tell you that you don't, which is, I'm not trying to laugh, but that's exactly what happened to you. And it happens every single time.
I had my phone out to tap to pay. Like they
were done.
The charge was on the screen. Like I was ready to pay and that was it.
Yeah.
And at that moment, she's like, oh, wait, hold on.
After hours of waiting.
And then it was, hold on. You're going to have this, and that's
because she realized in that moment that your license was
expired. Shut up and let me pay. Shut up and let me pay.
Oh, sorry, I already paid. No givesies, backsies.
Seriously.
That's what you want to do.
She's super nice to him. Like, just shut up.
Man, if you would have paid, I wonder what would have happened.
I bet you're fine. I bet you would have been fine. It happened to me in Seattle when we moved to Seattle.
Would she not give it to you? How does she credit my account?
She's going to act like, oops, I didn't see that.
It's
already on its way.
I'm like,
right.
Just shut up.
It's already on its way.
No one cares. No one's going to find out or you're going to get in trouble. Just shut up and let me pay.
Yep. I mean, I've had some driver's license snafus in the past.
Sure.
At one point, someone told me, hey, go to another state real quick, get an address, and get a license before, because the states don't communicate very well. I was like, that can't be right. But I gave it a shot, and it worked. I got a driver's license in another state.
Right.
So then when we moved to Seattle, I still had that driver's license from the second state, even though I hadn't really resolved my original driver's license issues.
Right.
So my ex and I went to the DMV, and it was one of those things where we had to go on a Saturday morning. We were there all day. You just sit and wait all day because it was hours away that we had to go to this place. And we get up to the front. We get done with everything. And, I mean, I'm ready to pay. Same as you. And he goes, okay. And he's just reading through a list of things. And he's like, just to make sure, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. You're good with this. Good with this. You've never had any driver's license suspended or revoked. And
yeah,
I was like,
you said no.
The answer is no.
I said, well.
You said no.
Don't say what? Say no.
I thought, well, what if he sees it right now and I lied to him?
What's
you
he
going to
do?
Who
arrest
cares?
You? You're like, I didn't understand the question.
I was
you
so confident at this point, like, well, a long time ago, but that's been resolved. But I said yes, and then he finds it, and he's like, oh, yeah, no, that hasn't been resolved. And my ex was like, I'm going to leave you here.
One of the
yeah.
questions I answered today was, do you drink alcohol or use drugs? I said no. You
Wait,
say no.
They ask you that question?
Yeah.
Why?
Which,
answer,
are
no.
you a habitual user of drugs or alcohol?
Yeah.
It says that when you get
no.
a driver's license?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
The answer
like
no.
six questions.
I'm
no.
sure my
no.
answer's always been no. I just don't even remember being
I can't
being
imagine
asked it.
What that person thought when you said sure.
Well, they asked, has it
he
ever been?
He must have just cracked his pants like, Jesus Christ, man.
I thought he was going to see it. I thought he was about to see
Why
it.
Why is he
Why
asking
ask?
Then?
I don't know. He wants to make sure that
no.
you're not
No,
a,
he doesn't see it. He's
liar.
Asking. They're like, hey.
Give you a chance. This is it's like
oh
when the cops
God.
Do the interrogation. No. Like, this is a chance to get
dumb,
your son
dumb,
the story.
Baby. They're like,
you say your wife was pissed. Of course she was pissed.
They're like, scouts on her.
She's like, you're such a moron.
Just
I was like,
say no.
I thought it was gone. I thought it was taken care of. She's like, it wasn't taken care of just because you managed to get another
license. Yeah.
But it had been years ago. So I'd had this other license.
The answer's
no.
Problems.
And I'd been pulled over with that license. So I thought,
you know what? That
and there was no problems with it.
But you could have just said no.
I understand. Look, obviously, I was there. I'm telling you about it. I regretted the decision immensely. The whole drive home, I was very upset, and it became a huge pain in the ass after that. What could have just been probably kicked down the road potentially forever. If right. it meant that I just never could have lived in Missouri again, then okay. Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
that's, if it means, look, you either have to come up with all this paperwork and go stand at the DMV or live in a different state, well, I'll live in a different state.
Well, I live in Kansas. It's
right.
close.
Of course. I will live right there. How far is it to Oklahoma? What are we talking, 5 hours? You know, maybe I can figure out a way to work remote. But there's something about the DMV that curses you to get you all. It's never like you get there and you go, oh, I forgot this. It says right there on the wall, I'm going to need this.
Yeah.
And I, damn it, I don't have it. Let me go ask someone. Hey, am I going to need this? Yeah, don't wait in line because you're going to need it. Okay. It's always after you've waited in line, after yeah. they've told you everything looks good, mm-hmm. and then you're about to sign right mm-hmm. there on the line, and boom,
Amazing.
They send you home. I mean, Lazar and I have joked
I'm still
around
curious
about
what's going to happen to you in court
tomorrow. I don't
think
there's ever been a first successful one.
Yeah,
me too.
I'll let you guys know.
Why go to court if you don't have your stuff?
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
Well, that
just
was the that crossed my mind, but that's where you meet all the time.
Piss on them.
And it's a really small town.
Change where you meet.
What is it? Is this
I
a
know,
situation where the sheriff and the judge are
it.
All the same people?
I assume. It's a really small town. It's got. We meet at the gas station there. And it's a one gas
station
kind of town.
In it?
I assume that there are cops.
I'm just
ask
curious.
If you can meet in a
feels
town
like there'd be a glory. Where the glory hole?
I haven't seen it.
Probably. Just say, hey, can we meet one town? Even if it's closer to her. We'll just meet one
I know, but
more
then I'm
going
to have to
over.
Answer. But it's the perfect
this
place for us
me
to meet.
This place gives me the heebie-jeebies.
It's the perfect place for us to meet. It's exactly 1 hour for each of us. It's right off the highway.
Everybody,
exactly
just say everybody knows
place.
Me now at the Glory.
Right.
They can all spot
ask,
my
I
little boy.
I
want
to move, and then it's yeah,
she's not gonna. Why would she be mad at you? Why, because your driver's license expired?
Yeah.
What, you think she'll say, like, well, then you can't.
Hey, you don't have...
Right.
You're right, you're right, right you're right.
And
I've heard the story.
You're just here
right.
like, well,
you're
if
right.
you can't ever take care of your stuff, it's
And she's not like that at all.
It's
she's
gonna
great,
be. It's still gonna be
to.
Something.
Yeah, it's gonna be something.
I don't understand why. How long ago did you tell me you got pulled over for this? It feels very recent.
It was very recent.
So how could you have already gone to that court and gotten a continuance and then still be due
because
back again
the
tomorrow?
First court day was like 3 days after it.
That doesn't make any sense. They gave you a
when
ticket and
ticket,
said you have to
be
back
be
in
like
court
in
3 days.
They were like, it's basically, it was like 6 days.
I've never heard of that.
I'm telling you, I was surprised
too. Court is like
too.
A month and a half
yes,
away.
I know
right?
that's what I thought, but I guess for a small town, they got nothing going on.
Oh, I never thought about that. You think that's why court is as long
that's
as
exactly
it is
why
because
I think
they've got
it.
They've got
because
stuff
they have no one
in line. Yeah, but I always figured it was also just to give you some time to get.
I mean,
your stuff
when I
together.
Walked in, like I said, this room, this courtroom, there were all the chairs. There was literally no one there but me. There was at the folding table, like a Thanksgiving extra folding table, was the judge, some woman, and a cop. And they were.
You sure you were in the right room?
Right.
Positive.
Right. Like, is this a scam?
I'm positive. And they were just like shooting the breeze. And I walked in. They were like shocked to see me. Like, I was the only person there. So I think that's why it was so quick because they don't
he
really have
He went into
all
like a VFW.
Right.
And they're like, oh,
that's what it felt like.
He thinks he's in a.
That's what it felt like.
This is the second time this happened in 10 years. I don't know what it is about these boys getting this address mixed up. So you go in there and you say, excuse me, sir, can I have a continuance? Were they like, why did you come here and ask? Why didn't you call?
They were just shocked that I showed up at all.
Well, that's why they were shocked. They were shocked that you drove and came into the building to ask for a continuance when you could have probably either paid it online.
Again, I asked if I could pay online. Could I call anything? And it's, no, you have to show up in person.
That's
and they were so grateful that I showed up in person. He kept saying how thankfully,
well, what
was
does everyone else
up.
Do? They just don't
I don't
show
know.
Up?
I guess
they're just owed a bunch of money, a bunch of outstanding.
I mean,
tickets?
I imagine for that small town right off the highway, people might get pulled over around there and get a court date, but they're never going to come back to that town, so they just you know.
Yeah,
passing
I don't
through,
know
like,
how that
cares?
Works with like the state. If you get pulled over in a small town and for an expired driver's,
but you're on the way
ticket,
to your home in California, or
there's
whatever.
No way.
But could that come back to haunt you later?
There's no way. There's no way this is happening tomorrow anyway. You sure you got your own thing?
Mm-hmm.
It says court is held the first and third Tuesday of every month.
Oh, you missed court today. You weren't thinking about
not, no,
you weren't thinking
it.
About it yesterday.
No,
it was
it's
a holiday.
Tomorrow, for sure. The 21st.
Literally, it says court sessions. Courts is held first and third Tuesday each month. City Hall courtroom.
Well, was it
well,
because
that'd be
of
wonderful
the...
because I know for sure they said the 21st.
Are you going to see Judge John Parvis?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe because the holiday. Maybe
yeah,
they
maybe
threw
they
it off a day.
Because of the holiday.
Did they push
know.
It back a day because of the holiday?
I know I'm right on the date. I know that for sure.
And that you weren't supposed to be there today.
It's 21st.
Does seem weird though, because today's not a holiday, so. So you're planning on driving there and saying what?
21st.
I'm sorry, I went to the DMV. Can I please get another?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, what happens if you don't get the continuance?
It looks like a real courtroom here.
Would they put a warrant out for your arrest?
Yeah, fine. I don't know.
This looks like a real courtroom with like a judge and there's booths.
Let me see. Because
that ain't it. That ain't the one I went to. It was at the City Hall.
Yeah, this is it. City Hall courtroom.
Oh, that's a court.
That's a court.
No, it definitely. I don't
have
to look at
it. You're in the wrong spot, man.
If you looked at it and saw.
I wonder if they sent you to like a magistrate or something.
No, because they knew what I like. They knew who I was. They knew what I was talking about. They knew about the ticket. They had all the charges. Like, it was at the City Hall, but you went on like the side of the City Hall.
1608 Laurel Street.
The thing well,
I think it was on Main Street.
The thing he's looking at, Snowcone, looks like the People's Court.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like a real court.
Then that is not it. You're in a different. You're in the wrong Pleasanton.
No,
there's
this
more
is
than
Pleasanton,
one Pleasanton,
Kansas.
I'm telling you, it was
the 913 number.
I don't know. I assume.
Would it be? I mean, yeah, an hour away.
I was at the right place. I know I was.
Well, I'm sure they're listening. They should be able to hear us. They're not that far away, right?
Well, I mean, an hour away.
Yeah, so they should be listening.
The courts. I mean, I'm clicking on the courts.
Can you check to see if you have a warrant out for your arrest? Or if you'll get a warrant if you don't pay this ticket? Is that what happens? Would there be a warrant?
I don't know.
I'm going to call.
Yeah, let's just call them. I mean, they're not closed
yet. The prosecutor's Burton. His name's Bert. Bert.
Let's just talk to
let's
Bert.
Let's fire up the old ring machine.
Yeah.
Get Bert on the goddamn
Bert's
phone.
Bert's a reasonable individual.
Here's his email.
Yeah, just email him or let's call him.
Or we could try the deputy court clerk if we want, the deputy city clerk. Start with that and see if we could get a continuance.
Start with the clerk.
Yeah.
Move up to the prosecutor.
And if not, we'll just go straight
call
to Judge.
Judge.
John Purvis.
Just
I mean,
call the judge.
The,
call the same person.
The parking lot of this city hall in Courtman was gravel. It was a gravel parking lot.
Well, maybe they're just using stock images on the website that Lazo's looking at because it does look like an actual courtroom. Well,
yeah,
straight out of a TV show.
Okay,
or a
the
movie.
Picture I see here on Google is the place I went, but it's a picture of the city hall like from the front. That's
yeah.
the place I was.
He's
at.
Got a picture of the inside, and the inside looks like an actual courtroom.
That ain't it.
Hey, did you know they have General Pleasanton Days there? A yearly festival titled for the city's historical namesake.
Know it
is enjoyed every year during the first weekend in October.
This is what you need to do. You need to offer some sort of hey, I'll be a spokesperson for your town.
No, you tell them. You will bring in funnel cakes for everybody.
Yes.
Ooh. Funnel cakes
yes.
for everybody. Two days of activities involving a parade, kids games, adult competitions. You know what? I'm going to take my kids to this.
I'd be careful.
Oh, they're going to hate it. My kids are going to hate it. But I'm going to be like, this is how other people live, you little
ungrateful.
I want you to see what other kids they look forward to every October to this dumbass.
Let's be honest. You just want to show off the fact that you finally got license plates and you're trying to rub it into my face and snow cones. Like, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to this old town days.
No, I would like to go there. That sounds, I'm making fun of it, but it sounds fun.
Well, look.
Like,
I
one
think
of those
Snowcone
little towns. Like,
there's
like a, you know, there's a person who, you know, someone who works in New York City now, ballet, who's coming home to Pleasanton.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
She's, you know, she doesn't want to be there.
Right.
It's
right?
like every Lifetime movie, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
That's why I'm going to go. It looks fun, man. Kids games, cornhole tournament, street vendors, street dance, and lots of food.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my kids there. You guys want to come?
I'm in. You know
it's
I love
October.
That stuff. I love that stuff.
And while I was making fun of it, it does sound like really interesting.
Sounds nice. So, Snowcone, let's start with a phone call. They sound like reasonable people.
They have been totally reasonable.
You're a white guy. I'm sure that you can work something out.
And there's also the Mine Creek Civil War battlefield there. No?
So there's that?
Yeah.
The Lynn County Museum and Genealogy Library? You interested in that at all?
Let them know about your position in the media and that you'd love to...
And a wildlife refuge. This place sounds pretty good.
How much can it cost to live here?
That's
what we've done the last 5 years.
We got a radio station here? We could go...
This one.
God damn it. You're right.
Yeah. Probably the same one.
We could go live in Pleasanton.
Is anyone in
They have a pool.
Did you look at the population?
No, I didn't. They have a pool in Pleasanton.
Like a city pool?
Yeah. And a lake.
This is like a time capsule. They do?
Yeah.
It looks just like the pool from Sandlot.
I was going to say, this is like the Sandlot. It's like you're taking a time machine back to the Sandlot, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was make-believe, but still.
I mean, I drove through the town, because the Casey's is right off the highway. That's where we always go. To get to the courtroom, you have to like drive through the town, and it is exactly what you think it is.
It's still $2 to get in the pool. That's it.
A single soul.
Man, oh, man. They earned their name. It sounds like
it's pleasant.
It's very pleasant.
Why are you going in there and causing problems?
Right,
I didn't mean to.
You're probably the last person they sent a warrant out for their arrest. In the last 20 years, there's no warrant for my arrest.
Roll in with your New Balance shoes.
Look at this guy, city folk.
I don't know anything about Pleasanton. It could be a city. I don't know. Maybe it's close enough that they're like, they could be listening right now. I'm like, dude, we've lived 20 minutes from you.
45 minutes from where you're at, right?
You're just an idiot. It's like 10 miles past Gardner, dumbass. I'm like, man, let's show me the country.
Look at this. Time machine. We're going to take some funnel cakes. Do you still have some of those funnel cake machines at home? The kits?
No, I do not.
You have zero?
No, I have none of them.
It's 60 miles south of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that far, man.
Sounds pretty far.
I told you, it's an hour away.
60 miles is... That's enough out of town that I'll bet they consider themselves rural, right? Not saying they don't root for the Royals and the Chiefs.
Yeah, they do, I'm sure.
All of that stuff, obviously. But it's enough. I think once you're, like, literally about 60-65 miles outside of town, then you consider yourself small-town America, not just a small suburb. That's not a suburb, right?
It's a little bit more rural than a suburb. Yeah, it's pretty close.
More rural than a suburb. You're right in between.
It's really close, though. 60 minutes to the city. It's not that bad.
Well, we're burning daylight here. You need to be calling. Start with the clerk, then the prosecutor, and then the judge.
Call her?
Yes.
Lazo can win.
Do you really want me to call her? I'll handle it. I'll say I'm an attorney.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do that.
What? Hello, my name is Lazo Geiger Esquire.
No, don't pretend that you're an attorney.
You refer to me as Mr. Esquire.
No.
Coming from the guy who told the DMV... Well, I did have an issue bag, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah, I was being honest.
Why don't you worry about me?
I'm telling him maybe he shouldn't call and pretend to be a lawyer.
Why?
I think there's laws against that.
Why? If I fill out a credit card, I could say Esquire.
Yes, as a suffix for the name on your card.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
I'm not going to say I'm a lawyer.
You can't call a court and say...
Or say my name is Lazo Geiger Esquire.
My sister's a lawyer, but I ask her enough stuff anyways.
I just say I'm Lazo Geiger Esquire.
All right, well...
There's nothing wrong with that. I can say that.
Give him a call. Get this fixed for Snow Cone. Show him how easy it is. He's stressing out over nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We got to talk about the news.
I just got an email. You know those baseball fields out there in Kansas, like 3-2? They have games going on all the time.
You've been out there.
Just see my kids play. Advertising. We could advertise out there.
Nice.
Oh, we could put up banners out there?
Yeah,
we've talked about that before.
Right, we could buy them. Toxic and problematic banners?
Yes, yes,
yes. LED scoreboard ads.
Ooh.
Walkway signage on 100 acres of property.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do that.
We could sponsor a team.
Where we get the name on the uniforms?
Yeah. Toxic and problematic.
What does that cost?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says we can craft a package that's right for you.
Well, let's get it done.
Call us at this number or click here.
Make sure it's okay that, at least one of us has a warrant out for their arrest.
There's no warrant. Stop.
I kid, Snowcone. I'm sure the warrant won't be issued until tomorrow.
It's not a warrant.
Well, there will be if you don't go to court.
I said I was going to court.
I know, so that's what I'm saying.
So
there won't be a warrant, right, because you're going to go to court.
Yes.
You're going to drive there with an expired license. Yeah, they're going to say, how'd you get here? Well,
He did say last time, he's like, I'm not going to ask you how you got here today. He's like, but just go back the same way.
Right, well, that's going to be easier.
Yeah, he said, he's like, I'm not going to ask you how you got here today. He's like, but just letting you know, you shouldn't be driving with an expired license.
Right, so, yeah. You know, he's already cut you a little slack once.
Did you park in the parking lot?
Yeah.
He just pulled right up in front of the door.
Well, there's nowhere else to go, man.
You park down the street.
It's in a field.
Doesn't matter. You park down the street. Everyone
I'll
knows
do that,
that.
Tomorrow.
You park down the street. Says, I'm not going to ask you how you got here. You'd be like, well, you should ask me. I had to goddamn walk.
Go to that gas station. Ask someone, a stranger. Give him $50 to drive you to the courthouse and sit in the car while you run inside and come back outside. Right. That's my buddy Tim. He drove
or
me
just
here.
Just park your car down the street and walk.
Yeah. If it's
he's
nice.
Not going to follow
if
you.
It's nice.
Yeah, just walk. I walked.
But don't park in the driveway. A cop will give you a ticket. They love to. Like, that's super easy. They love to do that.
But I'm here to address the...
No, they do that when you get DUIs.
We're done talking about it for today.
Too.
I can't talk about it anymore today.
Hey, at least you tried to address this issue. You went to the DMV.
I am addressing it.
You're addressing it, exactly.
But park down the street.
Okay.
Doom scrolling. Especially if you don't have anybody else in there with you, in the car with you.
Doom scrolling.
I'll drive with you. You want me to drive you?
Yeah, it's like 9 a.m.
Yeah. I want to go to Pleasanton.
Okay, man, tomorrow's your day to check it out.
I'm going to tell you what, too. I'm going to be a problem in the Pleasanton courthouse.
Oh,
I'm going to be a problem.
Stay in the car.
They're going to be like, we have a problem in the Pleasanton courthouse.
Okay, Bull we'll live stream it for Twitch tomorrow. Laszlo and Snowcomb go to Pleasanton.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Doomscroll, you good-looking son of a bitch.
All right, so imagine this.
Imagine. I'm going to close my eyes and think about it. Paint me a picture, pretty boy.
Imagine you're not an everyday lottery player, but when the jackpot gets really high on things like Mega Millions, Powerball.
I'm imagining.
You're one of those kind of people. And
sure.
You decide to play.
I'm in the gas station. I'm like, why not? It's a billion.
Exactly.
I've got it.
And you've got numbers that you use. It's a combination of lucky numbers, birthdays, things like that. But you
same
use
thing with the craps table.
Yeah, you use the same numbers each time, okay?
Got it.
So, you buy a ticket. This would be on January 6th.
Sure.
You don't watch the drawing that night.
Right.
You know, like a lot of people. You figure you'll look the numbers up later. So the next day, on the 7th, you go on the website, open your laptop, pull up the website, and you look at the winning numbers. And there they are. The winning numbers are the numbers on your ticket, the numbers that you chose, those lucky numbers that you've been using the same combination for a while now. Holy crap. The jackpot on this Powerball, about $340 million at the time. Okay. Now, you're trying to be a little bit low-key because this is a big jackpot. So, you don't scream or shout. You're not trying to bring attention to it, but you do contact some people. Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, the first thing you need to do is take photographs of that lottery ticket, all right? Mm-hmm. Take pictures of it and take pictures of the winning numbers there on the website as well, just so there's some evidence that you have both and that you're in your possession. And sign the ticket, right?
A lockbox.
Yeah. Well, so you do. You get a safety deposit box.
Mm, nice.
Which is what this guy does, puts it in the safety deposit box. And now this part here is a little odd to me because I'm thinking if I win $340 million, I'm going to be pretty excited and that's going to become the focus of my life for the immediate future. I want to get this taken care of, want to make sure that I don't lose this ticket, talk to the right people, all those things. But he claimed that he had some things going on with work that kept him from being immediately involved in getting this.
I can't imagine what would come of it.
That's my thing. What could pop? Now, he says he...
work for money, right?
Right.
And but you just got more money than you'd ever make it work.
This job is supposed to help people. He's trying to help people so that they didn't get foreclosed and on their homes.
Just pay for it.
It's the whole thing, right? I don't know.
You're doing $40 million. You got, what, six cases in front of you on foreclosed homes?
Yeah.
I just paid for all your guys' houses. Get out of my office.
So anyway, he eventually takes the ticket to the gas station or whatever and says, hey, I got this thing. And he just scanned it and like, oh, this ticket's not a winner. He's like, wait a second. So he knows it is. He's got the photos. He checks again, goes to the lottery headquarters, which I've never been to, but I assume that's where you go when you actually win a big prize. Goes to hand it to the person at the lottery headquarters and says that the guy looks at the ticket and says, yeah, you can just throw that in the trash. And he says, excuse me, just throw it in the trash. I've got the winning numbers. And he says, yeah, no, you're not winning anything. Just throw it in the trash. There's literally a trash can right there. This is what he says. The guy says, like, there's literally a trash can right there behind you. Just throw it in that trash can right there. He's like, wait, I'm confused. He's like, yeah, it's not a winner. So this guy is like, all right, this is ridiculous. I've got pictures here. I checked the website more than once to look at the winning numbers. I know that they match my ticket. What the hell is going on? Comes to find out that the lottery office says, well, we had an issue with a contractor who put the winning numbers up on the website. Put the wrong winning numbers up there on the website.
No.
Sorry, it happens sometimes. And I think it does. But they blame this company that handles their website and getting these numbers updated. Sorry, it's contracted out and they screwed it up. And it just so happens that the wrong numbers, the numbers that you have on your ticket, were posted on the website for a few days. It wasn't just like an hour. They were up there for a while, and that's why you saw it a couple different times and took those photos, you know, like you claim you did. But they weren't the winning numbers. Now, here's the thing.
What were the winning numbers?
Not these numbers. Now, the story doesn't say what the winning numbers are, at least not the story that I have, but they weren't these numbers. The website did actually put the wrong numbers up as the winning numbers. So, you know, they do the drawing on TV. Here comes the numbers. You can watch it happen. Those numbers were different than what got posted to this website.
So it was. So they can go back and look at it.
So the numbers were wrong that were posted to the website. But this guy says, hey, but wait a second. I thought I won this thing. Your website said for at least this many days that I had won this thing. I'm not just going to throw this away. This isn't my fault. This is your fault. You owe me money. Now, also not totally clear that he's saying you owe me all $340 million. Well, it's actually not even totally clear that he had won the jackpot. This story says that he won, but it doesn't specifically say that he won, you know, that he got all the numbers right. It just says that he looked at his numbers and that
he won. Well, $340 million.
Well, it doesn't specifically say that. It says the jackpot at the time was $340 million. That's what it says. But it doesn't say that he won the jackpot, just that he was a winner. I assume they're saying that he won the jackpot if he'd gotten, you know, that he had matched all the numbers. But it doesn't say that specifically. Anyhow, he gets a lawyer. Lawyer says, you know what? Don't throw that ticket away. Keep it in that safety deposit box because we're going to sue the lottery. And the lawyer says there actually is some precedent for this because this happened in Iowa. A few years back, someone thought they won the lottery. The wrong numbers had been posted. The person said, F you. You got my hopes up. You can't go doing that, right?
Fair.
I mean, I think that's fair. There should be some sort of...
Although in the casino, it says like malfunctions, void all winnings.
I know.
So.
And we hear stories about this with the lottery all the time, too, where they go, sorry, it was a misprint on the ticket. Scratchers tickets that are wrong, right? It's like, I won the grand prize. No, because we're supposed to make one of them, and we accidentally made 10 of them. Sorry, the grand prize has already been claimed. Yeah, I don't like that. But this is a little different in the sense that it was just the website saying that he had the right numbers when he didn't have the right numbers. But the lawyer says this has worked in the past. The person in Iowa apparently sued and did get some money from the lottery because they had mistakenly put the wrong numbers up.
Hey, this ticket is no good. Just throw it in the trash can. And I gave him a stern look. I said, in the trash can. Oh, yeah, just throw it away. You're not going to get paid. There's a trash can right there.
There is precedent for this. A similar case happened in Iowa where a mistake was admitted to by a contractor and they paid the winnings out.
Okay, now that lawyer tells the story. And then the article, one of the articles I read talked about that there was an incident in Iowa where a contractor put the wrong numbers up. I cannot imagine a contractor paid out $340 million, though. I don't know what that prize was. I'm very curious what that prize was in Iowa that the person thought they won. Was it $20,000? I could see that maybe. They say, you know what, this is really bad publicity. Let's just pay the $20,000, the $50,000, whatever. Contractor's not going to pay out $340 million.
I can't imagine.
And lotteries have done this. I feel like there's at least one story a year like this. And I'm not saying that the lotteries are ran poorly. I'm just saying mistakes happen. And when they do happen, just about every time I can think of, the lottery said, we don't owe you anything. Whether it's a bad scratchers ticket, where they printed you, or, I mean, can you think of times when they've said,
no,
you know what, we will pay you?
I know that I've heard this before.
Oh, yeah, well, there's been plenty of them. I know when I brought them up in the past, you said you've heard of people who got scratchers tickets where it said that they won, you know,
well,
in the
those
news.
Joke ones.
No, not the joke ones, but where they say they won, and then they go to the lottery, and the lottery's like, sorry, that was a misprint. The misprinted scratchers tickets. I mean, that comes up, I feel like, not that infrequently.
Okay.
It feels like maybe once a year, once every couple of years, someone talks about a misprint on a ticket and they say, yeah, we don't owe anything. Sometimes they'll pay you something because it's bad press and I think they want to pay something. They're not going to pay you $340 million. This is different too. I think of the two scenarios, the one that would make me angrier is the scratchers ticket where the lottery misprints the number on the ticket. In this incident, you're saying, okay, we didn't show the wrong drawing on TV. We showed you what the numbers were. The drawing was there. It was just on the website for a couple of days. The contractor who updates the website put
the wrong
number.
I get it.
I get it. That would
be misprint on a ticket just tells me you made the ticket.
Right.
And so it's a winning ticket.
That's my thing. Like, you made the ticket.
And the ticket wins. You're not allowed to say it doesn't win
and
now.
And they say, oh, no, sorry, because there was only supposed to be one of them. I hate that. Right. No, you made the ticket. Well, it's a misprint. Right. It's a misprint. No, well, then you owe me the money.
Right,
I agree. There's got to be some risk involved on your end here, too, right?
Right, yeah.
You should have to be very careful that you don't make these misprints, because I do think that there's something psychologically devastating about that. I thought I won the lottery once, but I will say, because it was like, I don't know if it was Powerball, but it was one of the, you know, almost impossible to win type lotteries, not a scratcher's ticket, and I'm looking at my numbers and they're matching. And I remember thinking, this can't be real. There has to be some mistake. I didn't get overly excited because I just kept thinking, this cannot be real.
Right.
These numbers all match. What? How is this possible?
Happened?
So I finally took it to like a Quick Trip or something.
You won the lotto and didn't.
No, I took it to like a Quick Trip or something like that. And he said, the guy looked at it and he said, this is a thing that was printed out. It looks just like a lotto ticket that just shows the winning number. I didn't play the lotto enough to know that I was holding on to the slip that had the winning numbers in case you wanted to check it against your ticket. It looks like a lottery ticket. It got mixed up with my lottery ticket, right?
Oh,
and so I'm matching
well,
and it matches
no,
number.
How would, I don't understand.
So I thought that I had...
I understand this concept, yeah, but yeah. How would they... If you bought all these lottery tickets together...
So at some point I had gotten a winning thing, a winning...
How would they know the winning numbers beforehand?
No, afterwards. I would have gotten this thing like, I need the winning numbers. I got a lottery ticket somewhere, right?
Oh, so you
totally
asked
forgot
for the
about
winning
it.
Numbers.
Right,
okay,
totally forgot about it or whatever, and then... Boom.
Got it.
I'm reminded.
So you had to
yeah,
ask.
No.
I'm like, it just came with it. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, that would be pretty sweet. If
all right,
like, hey,
I'm done with this story.
Here's the winning numbers.
I don't care what that guy gets.
He's not going to get $340 million, but I'd say give him...
nothing. You get nothing.
Give him something.
You got nothing.
The contractor should give him something. Give
you
him,
get nothing.
Give him 100
nothing.
Grand.
You get nothing.
100 grand. I like
your numbers
100,
were wrong.
100 grand. I think that's fair. Alexei Navalny, that was the only opposition leader in Russia, right?
Yeah, he died.
For however many years. He's dead. You know, people act like this is some big conspiracy.
No, sure.
And that Putin was out to get him and that Putin sent these secret cops up to this prison
come
in Siberia and had him killed. It's like, look, guys, this guy was in prison for legitimate crimes, right?
I can't imagine.
I mean, it
not,
seems like
obviously.
They're legitimate to me.
Yeah.
He was. You keep calling it a gulag. No, it's a prison, okay? Sorry, not every prison in Russia is a gulag. Like, this is ridiculous. They have prisons in Siberia. There's prisons in Canada,
what
too,
is
right?
A gulag?
No one knows. Some sort of torture station, right?
What's the difference between a gulag and a prison?
It's all in the mind. That's what it is. It's all in the mind.
I
we
see.
Think that it's so much worse calling
a
it
gulag
a Russian
gulag.
A
sounds better to me.
Yeah. Well, goulash.
Right. That's in my head. I'm like, good. Oh, there's like an old lady with wooden shoes and like a bonnet and a... Food's kind of bland, but it's good, and she likes you.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to go to the gulag. And, like, you don't want to go to the gulag. It's a little bitchy at times, but, you know, it's a gulag.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just in there with a bunch of other dudes, and this old lady kind of just, you know, she's like a house mom.
Right.
Doesn't let you do anything.
It's like a halfway house. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, getting back on your feet.
You don't get to leave, but, you know, she's,
right,
you know,
keeping
she's
got
a big ass and a mustache, right?
Yeah.
Wears,
exactly.
like, a full jean dress with a black sweatshirt over it. You
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's...
Her no ankles.
Maybe she's a babushka? I'm not
yeah,
exactly
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. But, you know, she's wearing a bandana on her head.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, so this guy's in prison. He goes out for a walk in frigid temperatures at night. And shocking, he gets sick and he dies.
Come on, man.
He gets sick and he dies. Mm. I'm supposed to be shocked by this? Prison in Siberia doesn't sound like an easy thing. Plus, this guy was probably, 50 years old? Something like that? I mean, they act like he's, you know, an 18-year-old athlete. Who just up and died. No, he's a guy who'd been in prison. I saw his last video that he posted before he died. He looked gaunt. It looked like he wasn't eating well to me. And that's on him.
Accusations are growing this morning about the death in prison last week of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. President Biden has said President Putin is responsible for Navalny's death and says the U.S. may impose more penalties on Russia.
We're considering additional sanctions, yes.
Navalny's mother... urging President Putin to release her son's body for burial. Navalny's widow, Yulia, adding, we will find out exactly how this crime was carried out.
So, you know, this is this big international incident.
That got him there? What crime?
They're saying that these police officers just happened to go up there 2 days before he got sick and died, and they think that he, you know, these police were sent by Putin to go execute last remaining opposition.
Why would a...
World leader
do that.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Putin's not worried about a little opposition.
No.
He welcomes
it. He encourages it.
He encourages it. Yeah. He welcomes it. He likes a robust dialogue.
Yes.
That's what makes the country stronger.
I think open dialogue.
I think open dialogue.
Open ideas.
Open ideas.
Fair competition.
That's why he's so popular and wins.
Finger.
Fair competition.
Oh, well, they said a finger competition.
Well, they do those in Russia, too.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. It's
like a thumb wrestling.
That's what you guys do at the gulag when you're bored.
It's like a trap, you know, one of those finger trap.
I didn't know what it was. I was like, oh.
That's
part of the political process there. That's the last part.
Yep.
You've beaten me. Now we're going to have a finger competition.
Yeah. And then if you win, my beautiful babushka grandmother is going to make you some gulag.
Yeah.
And we'll enjoy it together.
Delicious.
Anyhow, some reason this story is
okay,
a big international
incident. I just got a text saying, tell Slim Fast he's wrong. He needs to watch the Navalny documentary. So
I'm going to watch a documentary about this guy? Look, I like true crime, but, you know,
I
have
no
limits.
Crime here.
We're joking.
I don't know that I want to see a guy.
There's no crime here.
What crime?
That's what I'm saying. There's no crime here.
Right. Well, except that he was a criminal. I'm saying I don't want to watch a documentary about some criminal. I don't know if this thing's going to, like, what? Is it going to try and make him look heroic or something, or portray him in a positive? I don't love that stuff, like the Dahmer thing. You know, it makes me feel a little... Oh.
Hey, it's not Putin's fault he was bad at fingering competitions.
Right. If he was such a great opposition leader, he would
have
been good
at
that. Yeah, he would have been good at that to begin with. Mm-hmm. And eat something, for Christ. I saw the pictures of you.
We're walking outside. It's cool. Well.
It's Siberia.
There
I don't know
like
much.
Plenty of gulag
I don't
in
know
there.
Much about much, but I know you're not supposed to walk outside at night in Siberia and just go, you know, out in the woods for 2 days.
In there.
Yeah. I think he's just hiding from his wife. That's what I think. He's probably not even dead.
I heard she got banned from Twitter. X. His wife.
She's demanding a lot of information. She's blamed Putin. She's, you know, one of these people that she's gonna stay in Russia.
She got kicked off, then he put her back on.
Yeah. I probably would have left, you know. If Russia's so bad, like she says it is, if Putin's so bad like she says it is, then why doesn't she leave? Right? Mm-hmm. Why would she stay? Seems awfully odd to me that she's just staying in Moscow. Oh, because my husband would have wanted it this way. Wanted what? What way? He's hiding from you, most likely.
Sure.
Anyway, stop blaming Putin for everything.
All right.
Let's take a break.
The Church of
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah.
We're finishing doom scrolling.
Good. What's wrong with you?
I got a migraine. I got a little time left.
Bug it out.
A little time. That's what I'm doing. A little time left. I'll make it. Alabama rules that embryos are people. We already knew that.
Mm, are people too.
What are people too?
Embryos, man.
Yeah. I didn't know that anyone said they weren't people before. So if you take an embryo out of the freezer and you accidentally drop it, that's murder.
Who's got an embryo in the freezer?
Somebody, because somebody dropped one out of the freezer.
Wouldn't it be murder just putting them in the freezer? I couldn't put you in the freezer.
Yeah, you'd think that would at least, if it kills me going into the freezer, then...
Well, you would eventually, wouldn't you? You'd freeze to death.
Well, right, but I guess you could say, well, I wasn't going to leave them in there. I was just playing a prank on them. I was going to take them out. But if you brought me out and dropped me, now I smashed to bits because I was so cold.
You were frozen.
Yeah. I'm not totally sure. I got a bit of a headache. When the life starts, I mean, because it's a life, but it's a life that hasn't started yet, so it's on the... Mine I don't know, but if you pull out of the freezer and you drop it, that's murder.
In a first-of-its-kind decision, the Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that frozen embryos are children and that a person can be held liable for destroying them. The case involves couples whose embryos were destroyed when a patient removed them from a freezer and accidentally dropped them. The court held that the patient could be held liable in a wrongful death lawsuit. Reproductive rights advocates say the case could have implications for fertility treatment, such as IVF.
Okay, so liable in a wrongful death lawsuit. That's like what they did to OJ, right? That's not the same as murder.
Yeah. I mean, well, they dropped a child.
Or children. I don't know how many embryos.
A lot.
Yeah.
How big is an embryo?
Don't know. Pretty small. I mean, I saw the little things they're keeping them in. I don't know how many was in each one of those little
jars.
Like
ice cubes, right?
Yeah.
Like ice cube size?
Yeah. They were pretty small little jars that they were in there. Hmm. How many, when someone does in vitro, how many... Do they try and fertilize at once? Because if it's going to take, they got to do a bunch, right? That's why sometimes they have like triplets.
Cause, I think we just get rid of that altogether.
Well, they're saying
if God wants you to be pregnant; it'll get you pregnant.
Sounds like that's what they were saying. Is that
if
they're people,
Mary, right?
If the embryos are people, then maybe people won't be able to get in vitro treatments done anymore. I don't know. It's expensive though, right? You got to do a bunch. I'm sure somebody on Twitch has probably done it or knows someone who's done it. You do several because you save up the money to do it, and you want to try and get a few at once. But the guy, right? You just have you're just making sperm your whole life, right? Until you die, isn't that how it works?
I haven't run out yet.
Right, but the woman, she's got to get those eggs.
I mean, I put a lot in certain places.
Set aside. I know we waste it. Mostly waste it. That's mostly what we do with it.
But it's an infinite supply.
It's an infinite supply, so I guess it's not really,
wasting it.
It's
just,
it's like a waterfall.
Using it, yeah.
Like, oh, it's wasting all the water. It's a waterfall, dude. That's what
it does. Recirculating.
Yeah, so I guess that's...
I guess. Or yeah. I guess we're not actually making new, so I don't know.
Yeah, we just keep creating it until we're done. So, but with the eggs, that's a little more tricky, right? There's a finite number, so something about you got to get those set aside.
There's
you
always want, more eggs.
Don't want those eggs going
bad.
May
not be in the same person, but there's always more
eggs.
Well,
that's just it.
Yeah.
You're just looking in the wrong place.
Right.
That's what I've told everybody I know who's ever, had to go through something
like
this.
If you don't have eggs, you don't have eggs.
You're just looking in the wrong place. Teenagers are being prescribed smeglutides or whatever they're called. Ozempic, Wegovy. Is that okay? Are you okay with teenagers being prescribed these new weight loss drugs? It's weird that we're asking this because I feel like we've been prescribing teens psychiatric drugs and everything else forever. I mean, this is America, baby. Like, as soon as they come out with something, like, give it to your kid, quick. Give them some Ritalin. Give them some Adderall. Give them some Xanax, Clonopin, whatever it is. Put them on SSRIs, SNRIs. Sure. Put them on antipsychotics. I don't know. Just get them to shut up for 5 minutes, would you? And so now kids are like, hey, people at school are making fun of me because I'm overweight. Well, so take some meds for that. I don't know. Do we know that there's any bad side effects from these things yet? It seems like about a trillion people have been taking them in the last couple of years.
Drugs for weight loss now being prescribed to kids as young as 12. Obesity affects 15 million kids and teens in America. And last year, at least 4,000 prescriptions of semaglutide were dispensed to patients ages 12 to 17. That number expected to grow.
When a patient and their parent come to you and say, how does this work on an adolescent body? What do you say?
There's a lot of mechanisms that it works through. Besides appetite suppression, it also is working to change the way that your brain and your gut interact.
Sounds good to me. She's a doctor. She's also, I think they said, maybe a spokesperson for some of these drugs, but she's still a doctor. I'm sure you can't just pay a doctor to say positive things about your drug. Right. That's not how that works. She's a doctor.
I've never heard of that.
And we already know that there are risks of obesity.
What the hell is that behind you?
Well, see, these creatures have been extinct for a long time.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm like, what is that?
This is lost footage.
But, lost footage? It's in 4K.
Yeah, well, they've
what?
Remastered
that thing's
it.
Real.
Yeah,
what
I mean,
is it?
It was real.
I'm gonna f*** it.
It's like an ugly dog. It's like they used to. It's like a dog.
Yeah.
For cavemen.
New it's things a, to f***.
It's a caveman's dog.
I'm the top of the ladder here, and whenever I see something new, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get it pregnant.
Yeah, that's right. You hope.
Well, I,
as long
that
as
thing's
no
got
intros,
eggs, I promise
I'm sure
you.
It does. I'm sure
it's got a lot of eggs.
Sorry
about that. Yeah, hey, help kids lose weight if they need to.
Who cares? I don't know anything about NASCAR, but I did try and watch that show on Netflix. I made it through one episode. I don't know what it's called. You know, they put out that thing.
No, I didn't watch it.
Yeah. But I did see that there's a guy on that show and someone on Twitch who's a race fan. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about this guy. I think his name's William Byron. He was a guy
no,
who just
No, Twitch,
learned...
I said it had eggs, not AIDS.
Eggs, yes.
Eggs.
But it...
Right. Well, it doesn't have it. It doesn't have AIDS. It was 350 million years ago.
Right. We don't know. We don't know.
Well, I guess.
Well, a lot of viruses get locked away, right? And then
I'll use a condom to be safe.
Anyway, this William Byron guy...
Well, then I can't get it pregnant. No, I'm going hats off with whatever that was. What was it?
Why do you have to get it pregnant? It's a caveman dog.
That's what I want
to
do. I spread my seed. I'm the king of the hill. Top of the food chain.
I think it was a caveman dog. That's what it looked like. It looked like Fred Flintstone's dog, didn't it? That's what it looked like to me. William Byron is the guy who learned how to drive race cars from playing video games. Well, simulators. Well, it's video games. He got the video game and, you know, built it into like a real simulator eventually. But he started off on the computer just playing the game. And then I think he got his computer kind of upgraded over the years. Again, I only watched that first episode, but he won the Daytona 500 yesterday, and I'm pretty sure this is the guy, same guy, just learned from playing video games. If your kid was really good at playing NASCAR.
I watched
NASCAR,
Gran Turismo.
Right, it's like that. It's like that.
I watched it. Oh,
did
you watch
the NASCAR
it?
Version. I haven't seen it.
It was fantastic. You should watch it.
But this is the NASCAR version, so he, you know.
How hard can it be?
Well, and if your kid's really, really good, do you, what I thought was interesting in the
well,
one episode that I did watch.
Well, you're basically a warrior, a war hero.
Right.
So they say, hey, Call of Duty you play?
We need to get this guy into Navy SEAL there. Training immediately. Yeah,
no, but you don't even need training. We've seen you play.
He's got what it takes.
Just go out there. You'll be part of SEAL Team 6.
But this Byron guy, pretty sure it was him, in the show, the parents, one of the parents came to their parent like, you know, he's really good at this game. It's probably now or never if we're going to teach him how to be a NASCAR driver. I cannot imagine my parents, either one of them, going up to the other one and being like, you know, he's really good at that racing game. We probably need to get him a race car pretty soon.
Well,
maybe that's it. Maybe they watched that. I mean, I think that, you know, is a little more recent. This guy's an adult now. But anyway, he won.
I can't believe it, man. It's this is incredible. I had a much different background than, you know, anybody in the sport growing up racing on iRacing on the computer. And to make it to the Daytona 500 and win the race is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, honestly, it hasn't really
sunk
in.
Good for you, man. How hard can it be?
We were 2 and 3 wide all day. It's, it takes
two and three
everything
wide.
You have. So, pretty cool.
Yeah, two and three wide takes everything you have, man. I saw that pile up.
Good for you, man.
Those guys are rich. I made it far enough into the show to learn that. They're really rich. They live in some really, really nice houses. They look like they might be richer than, I don't know, football players.
There's
even.
Probably no cap
baseball
on
baseball players. Maybe. I don't know. These were nice houses. Like, each one of these houses looked like what I expected Tom Brady's house to be.
Like golf. If you win a lot, you probably make a lot.
I thought that should be like the greatest football player of all time's house. That's what that looks like to me. It looks like Brady's house. And it was just every time they go to a new guy, I'm like, Christ, lives in another giant mansion. And want to be like, I've never won the whatever.
I'm
going to
watch it tonight.
That's what I want to win. Look, our old boss
loves
NASCAR. I'm not recommending it. I tried to watch it and I couldn't get through it. Our boss, who loves that stuff, he said no good. He watched it. He was like, it sucks. I don't even know that he finished it, actually.
I think
he said he gave it a shot and it was no good.
If you say it's good, I'm in.
It is. It's awesome. I don't remember what it's called, but it's NASCAR.
I see it.
I think
it's called
It Takes Guts to Get Truck Nuts or something like that.
I got it.
And it's all the episodes are out. You can learn about that guy. I might have got that name wrong, but yeah. Speaking of which, Twitch, I know a few of your fans, but F1 starts pretty soon. New season.
What?
F1 starts pretty soon. New season. And new season of what the
people
want to
know why your parents didn't push you into football with how well you rolled the ball.
They did push me into football. They tried, and I said, "Mom, Dad, I don't want to stay after school."
Hunter wants to know which button rolls the ball.
I'm not just trying to, you know, live my life to make you guys rich, because that's what they wanted.
Oh, I see.
They saw me as a payday. First, it was commercials, you know, baby food commercials.
You did baby food commercials?
I was a very cute baby.
No,
and then they wanted me to do, you know,
you had scarlet
modeling
fever.
For
your own
catalogs.
Angry.
You know, so I modeled the soccer balls and things like that
catalog.
Yes, I did.
No, you
and
didn't.
Then they were like, you know, we're going to move you to Hollywood. I was like, I don't really want to move. I've got a lot of friends here. I'm pretty popular.
You didn't have any friends.
So yes, I had a ton of friends. And I said, I don't want to lose those friends.
I don't understand.
So
what's
they said,
going on
okay,
here.
Well, you're really a gifted athlete. Can we at least get you to play sports? And I said, no, I am not going to stay after school and practice and do these things just to make you guys rich. I could see through the whole facade early on. I knew. A man in Texas was caught walking through an antique store, taking different antiques, putting them in his rectum, and then putting them back on the shelves.
He wore a kilt. I had a nickel.
He wore a kilt. It would appear that he wore the kilt so that he could do this, which is a smart
thing. I assume that's why they, why all.
That's why. Why else have a
Irish
kilt
people
in Texas,
people,
right?
Anybody wears kilts. I just assume if you're a dude in a kilt, you want.
Now listen to
if
the
if you
end
didn't,
of this.
You wouldn't be dressing all sexy like that.
The end of this story, they
wearing
ask
that
this,
cute little skirt.
This manager, they ask her, "What did you do with the stuff that this guy shoved up his ass?" And just listen to her answer.
Number one, I was disgusted. That night, one of the dealers sent me a video that she had from a camera in her own booth. I think they've been in here before. The employees recognized them and said they were just, you know, the guy was really nice and she was nice. And they just shopped around for a few hours.
What did they do with those products?
They threw them away mostly.
They threw them away mostly. She didn't say they threw all of them away. They threw them away mostly, which means that within that antique store, sounds to me like there are at least one, if not a couple, of items
makes
that
more
have
valuable.
Been up the kilt man's.
Been up an Irish dude's ass.
Yeah. Or a guy, Scottish, Irish?
I think they both wear kilts, don't they?
Yeah, I feel like.
I don't know why I see a lot of kilts at Irish
Scottish
Fest.
Scottish definitely do for sure, too, because
or do you see kilts
Braveheart.
At Irish Fest and stuff?
I don't know. I feel like they both wear them, right?
Can't imagine that they don't.
It's like a Celtic thing, right? Kilt.
No, they both like it.
Whoa.
What?
Someone's feeling saucy here. I hope you bleeped that. And I hope you bleeped the part where I talked about putting the items the way that I said it, I think, was probably a little too descriptive.
There you go. Premium Irish kilts.
Okay. Irish kilts.
You can buy them.
Yeah. We used to know a guy who wore a kilt.
Irish traditional
kilt. I think he was Irish,
wasn't
he? Wasn't the guy we knew who wore the kilt, you don't have to say his name, but he was Irish, wasn't he, Snowcone?
Probably.
Or was he just a kilt man?
A photographer?
Yeah, was he just a kilt man? Or
I don't
was
know.
He...
Kilts are definitely a part of Ireland's culture.
They tried to make kilts a thing for hipsters there for a while. Remember the whatever, what was that clothing brand? They were selling kilts
know.
On their website.
The Irish first played bagpipes and the Scots first wore kilts, but still popular in both cultures.
Okay, so bagpipes, Irish get... First dibs on, and then Scottish get first dibs on the kilts.
You ever worn a kilt?
Gotcha. I have not, but I've worn dresses and skirts.
Yeah, let's just go forward.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
So I have this probable cause statement form in front of me from the shooting at the parade. Like, it doesn't even make any sense,
no
right? Everyone's
good at reading those probable cause.
I mean, it makes sense, but it's like, Snow Cone, if I'm wrong, I don't know where you got this, but doesn't matter. It's a probable cause statement form. It's basically like, it's the detective's, I don't know,
does it fit
written
what they were
statement, right?
Given the account of what happened.
Right, so it's the detective's
based
account
off their
of
evidence.
What happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically... I'm paraphrasing him because it's kind of long, but this guy is in the crowd and he starts arguing with this other person.
So this is who they charged today,
his right?
Lindell Mays,
one of the adults.
Right.
That's public now.
Okay, so Lindell Mays.
It kind of right? centers around him mostly,
right? And he gets into some sort of argument with this group of other people.
Correct,
and then. And the argument apparently is, what are you looking at? It really starts with a, like a fifth grade. What
it
you,
really is.
It really is. Like, it's like, what are you staring at?
That's really, that's what it sounds like.
Right. And he's like, you know, you, I'm looking at you.
Like, they had no other.
Right.
And
nothing
they,
else.
And they said today that those two didn't know each other from what they've gathered.
But that was the surprising thing to me today from that press conference.
So it started with a, what are you looking at?
No, what are you looking at? And then he's with, like, a guy and a girl. I guess maybe that, those two are boyfriend and girlfriend, not him. Anyway, there's three people. The girl's like, hey, get out of here. Let's go.
So is that the girl that people probably overheard?
We heard the witnesses say that there was a girl that said, don't do this here. This is stupid.
Right.
Something along those lines.
And
that's
then,
probably the witness nine that's in the PCA.
Yeah.
He starts being aggressive towards these people over the what are you looking at, and pulls out his gun and shoots. And then they pull out guns and return fire, from what I can tell, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So and it then, sounds like what the girl is saying is that these four guys walked up to them, being Lindell Mays, and kind of said, what are you looking at? And they could see this guy's wearing a backpack and there's a gun visible, and that Lindell Mays pulls out a gun. But the cops say later in that, when they review the evidence, and they first talked to Lindell Mays, he said he didn't shoot, he didn't do anything.
Right.
They say, hey, we got surveillance, and what we see is you walk up to this group of people, you're arguing with them, and then you pull out a gun, they start to run away,
right,
and you're shooting at a guy that's running away from you.
And you pull out a gun in a crowd with kids.
Which he acknowledges.
Yeah.
There's a quote from him saying, I know it was stupid.
That's basically, they
around.
Said, why'd you shoot into a crowd with kids around? He's like, it was just being stupid.
He just said being stupid.
Really, what I can tell is this is a, what are you staring at? What are you staring at? And then.
That's it.
Bam, bam, shooting. Bam, and shooting, and then, like, why'd you do it?
So what about
it's kind of done.
But it starts with the what are you looking at?
Yeah.
A group of a million people, and there are kids everywhere. You pull out a gun for what are you looking at?
Right.
So what about the two juveniles that we originally heard about? Are there two separate incidents?
All right, so that's not in here. I'm guessing now, so just let me guess that that's what we, the people involved.
Okay. They're going through family court because
right, and there's names that are redacted in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm guessing some of this... The and again, I'm just guessing because I can't read for sure, but it sounds to me like this. What are you looking at? Is some of these kids were minors in the what are you looking at argument?
Yes,
but so it was.
And
all...
there are two juveniles. The charges today were two adults. There's four people total right now that have been arrested. The two juveniles are going through family court, so we don't know their name. They will most likely get charged as adults when we will find out their name, but we don't know right now. But the two adults were charged today, and that's Lindell Mays and Dominic Miller.
So there's four people.
Well, I don't understand where the other guy. What's the other? What did he do? Did he return fire?
I assume that's the other group.
Okay,
that Lindell
got
Mays'
it.
Argument. That's what I assume because they said these two didn't know each other.
Right.
They're both charged with the same thing, so I assume that's the other group.
But, and then he did try to say like, yeah, he gave a story, and then they say like in the hospital, they're like, yo, dude, we have video surveillance. So then he's like, okay.
Yeah, he tried to. He gave a report that was inconsistent with
what
the
video
evidence showed.
Right.
Yeah,
but this is all part. The shooting was all one event, essentially. There weren't two separate.
No, from what I can tell, it was one event.
One event.
At least two people firing guns.
Okay,
possibly more, but at least two. They found two different shell casings.
Right.
Okay,
they believe they know who shot the fatal bullet that killed Lisa.
Yeah, they said that in the press conference today.
Yeah, so different guns.
So two guns.
But really what you need to know is that it's four people in a crowd. What are you staring at? And then they end up shooting at each other in a crowd full of people.
Yeah. And that's according to them. What happened was, what are you looking at?
Right.
They didn't know each other. There wasn't a
no
continuing fight.
No,
there wasn't a
gang
that we could
tell. Nothing. It was, what are you looking at?
Right. Better pull out my gun. And this crowd of kids.
Unreal.
Ooh. Unbelievable. Okay, yeah, I was still curious it was a little unclear to me if there had been two separate incidents just based on some of the things that I read, like, you know, that starts here and then there was another thing over here, if it was all part of that one. Because in the video, I only ever hear the gunfire at one time.
Well, maybe we'll hear something else,
but
this is what it is. I think that's it. It's all right
there.
And
something we really should say that I don't think is being said enough. The guy that there's pictures of him with the all red sweatsuit on.
Yeah.
He's in handcuffs to be arrested. He had
nothing
to do with it.
Denton Loudermill.
Yes.
Right?
I reached out to him trying to get him on the show. He had nothing to do with it.
Was
arrested for something else.
And congressmen were tweeting that he was a part of Hamas and stuff.
And that he was an illegal immigrant, that he was a terrorist, that he had had something about bombing in Texas.
But like, he was just a chief fan and had a little bit
saying this.
Right.
And his quote was, I was enjoying the prayer like everyone else. I had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I saw his lawyer on
Inside
Edition.
How did they get him?
I can't tell.
I think they might say in this. Okay. Let me play this clip for you because I did see this on Inside Edition. I got the impression that the lawyer was saying that that he admits that maybe he'd been drinking quite a bit, and that when the cops were trying to respond, that he didn't get out of the way quickly enough or something.
Okay.
And so they put him in cuffs, and then those pictures emerged. That's the impression that I got.
This man wants you to know that he is not a mass shooter after he was wrongly accused in the Super Bowl victory parade disaster.
I just want everybody to know I had nothing to do with anything.
Images of Denton Loudermill being detained by cops and led away in handcuffs were seen across the world after deadly gunfire erupted at the Kansas City Chiefs celebration.
Mr. Denton and his family have received death threats.
His attorney says after images of Denton Loudermill in handcuffs went viral on social media, many assumed he was the shooter. Loudermill turns out to be a father of three and an avid Chiefs fan whose attorney acknowledges had too much to drink at the parade.
When the officers came to clear the scene, Mr. Denton didn't move fast enough for them, so they detained him and put him on the curb in handcuffs.
So that's where the pictures come
from,
right?
That's fair, too.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm sure he's there like, hey, what the hell you did?
Right.
He's got a little bit too much. They're like, you know what? We don't have time for this.
Exactly.
That is fair.
And they just put him in cuffs and said, we're going to deal with you in a second.
Right.
What's not fair is to say he's an illegal immigrant.
Right. A member of Hamas.
A member of Hamas. Like all this horrible racist stuff.
Yeah.
Well, can he sue those congressmen? I'm sure he can. Right?
I was wondering the same thing. I would think you should be allowed to. If you post that stuff publicly on some sort of forum, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or whatever.
You can't sue Twitter or Facebook.
Right, but the person who says it, you can. If I say something about
untrue. You definitely got a defamation case for
right.
sure.
Yeah.
At least in civil court.
And the fact that the death threats and everything else, it's just, you know. We never wait for the facts. Never. You get a picture like that, boom. You got a picture of a guy in handcuffs.
Right.
You get a couple captions. None of the captions even matched one another. The descriptions that they were giving of this guy were completely different things. Like you said, one says he's a terrorist.
I saw someone say that, you know, according to media sources, this guy's an illegal immigrant. And people asked them what media sources? And they never responded.
Right. Right.
The sources.
You just hide behind media
Twitter.
Sources.
Right. An anonymous person on Twitter.
Right.
Which,
right.
You know, we're counting as
a congressman
part of the media.
On Twitter.
Yeah, a congressman.
A racist congressman.
Exactly. Yeah. He should sue, I would think.
I mean, it's horrible. Like, these things just bring out the worst in everything.
Absolutely. Yes.
The worst in everything.
Yes.
And just so clear to see what they're doing with that. Just
oh,
hide.
Yeah. They were
so
happy.
Clear.
Look at that. It's
the border.
It's young black men. They're gay. They're in a gang. It's
right.
gang violence. It's an illegal immigrant from Hamas who traveled through Mexico. Like, what?
Right, right, yeah.
What?
Part of the caravan.
They
that
were
was
thrilled
issue.
To say that kind of stuff. To of go back course. To the border. It's
right.
ridiculous.
And then none of it's true.
No.
But it doesn't matter. Because it's already out
right.
there. Now that's what everybody thinks.
Most people
stole the narrative.
Corruption doesn't get the popularity the first one gets.
Yep.
So now that's just part of the narrative now.
Yep. And most people won't follow
and
the story anymore.
This guy's a dad. You know what I mean? He's got three kids, and now he's got to live his life. And when no one knows what the truth is.
Yep. Yep. What a country, huh? What a country. And because people don't follow it closely enough, this will, for most people,
and
go down on a memory
whatever,
as a gang shooting
the
or
the shocking
a
thing to me was the...
Shooting.
Okay, he pulls out a gun. That's crazy, right? But the thing is, they said immediately after that, everyone else pulled out guns.
Right.
Right.
Like, there's a bunch of guns around that one
that's
spot.
That's the confusing thing is you got four people involved.
I don't
and
think
we don't
there
know
are guns around me at all times.
Yeah, they are. There are.
Right. Jesus Christ, they are.
Right.
Yeah. You think cops have them and security guards, you see that.
That's it. I don't
what
think
you don't realize
else
is like, no,
everybody.
even at the Super Bowl parade.
19-year-olds walking around with them.
Right.
Right. When that in that back, did you see the picture of one of the guns that the person picked up in those images?
Yeah.
I mean, that was
a
pretty big gun.
It was huge.
Also, did you hear the sounds that that gun was making when it was fired from that video? Yeah. If that was an automatic weapon, it certainly sounded like it had been heavily modified to me because it shot pretty damn fast.
Very fast.
It sounded...
In a matter of seconds, you hit 24 people.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Well, Snow Cone, good luck in the morning.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Big court date.
You get to go to Pleasantville?
Pleasanton.
I'm sure Laszlo took care of it for you.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? Did you call him?
You'll get there and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
God damn it.
I didn't think it was a good idea.
All joking aside, don't do the same thing that you did last time and pull up right in front of the building with you're the only car there. You're driving alone. I mean, they already let you go last time by saying, hey, I'm not going to ask how you got here. So it'll just walk a couple blocks if you have to.
I can do that.
Walk a couple blocks.
Nice
I don't think
out,
they're going to follow you home.
It's cold.
Yeah. Or don't go. That's what I would do. I would just ignore all of this and hope it goes away.
Yeah,
I've thought about it. Trust me.
Yeah, that's the easy way.
That's the way the three of us usually do things.
Yeah.
We don't have kids. There's really no reason to do
he
it.
Has
any,
kids.
Any other? I know. I'm saying for me,
oh.
There's really no reason. I can't find a motivation to try the strategy that you guys do. I feel like you guys feel like, no, I got a responsibility. But, you know, my kid might need a ride to school.
If
I might
we didn't have kids,
be,
we'd be
not
around.
In jail. Yeah. Right, those things. Yeah. I feel like that's why you guys take care of those things. And I'm still like,
it
no.
Is.
Just waiting.
You're
waiting to see. We'll see what
right.
happens. I don't know if I get pulled over right now. I don't know what happens when they scan my license. I don't know if my license is expired. I don't know. I don't know those things. But
well, it should say on it.
Well, right. If I looked at it right now, I could see. But you see what I'm saying? I wouldn't be shocked if you're like, right. Oh,
that's
no
a
good.
Lot of work. You know?
Yeah, yeah, right. It's behind my key card.
So you're going to drive there tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
What time does you got to get up? You're going to get all dressed up?
I'm going to put on something nice, I guess. I don't know.
I thought this is what you wore today to go to court, and then I realized, no, you just went to the DMV today. But
yeah. What's something nice? You going to put on a sport coat?
I don't know. A suit or anything. Just a nice shirt.
He's got a collared shirt on right now.
Collared shirt.
I'll bet they'd be thrilled to wear a collared
shirt. Jeans or a nice pair of dress pants?
I'll find something. I don't know. I haven't thought much about it.
Well, I think you should worry about that. In Pleasanton, you know what? They don't want you just showing up like it's, you know.
I'm not going to show up in a black suit and a red tie.
Well, I shouldn't have done that. I thought it was a good look, but our attorney asked me to take the tie off.
They expect a little more than dirty jeans is what Laz was saying, and old New Balances.
I'll wash them.
Yeah, respect the court. That's what the judge
says. Respect the court. If he had to get dressed up to go in there, then so should you.
Yep.
I can't believe they're even allowed to say that out loud. I had a judge say that to me one time when he was like, well, I will say, I see that you dressed up. And I appreciate that you respect the court, and I'm taking that into consideration. I'm like, you're taking into consideration the fact that I can afford to go to Dillard's and get a charge card.
It means you care.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I get it, but it just seems like one of those things that would be unspoken. Because
yeah, don't say it out loud.
You're right. You can't force someone to go buy clothes. It seems classist. Anyhow, good luck tomorrow, Snow Cone. Keep us updated. Can you live? Can you Periscope it or whatever that's called? Instagram live.
I'll try my best. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's legal, but I'll do as much as I can.
Well, don't tell them that you're filming them. I would just turn it on, stick it in your pocket, and don't let them know that they're being filmed.
Yeah, I think that's still illegal.
Well, it is. That's why don't tell them.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but you know, future ramifications.
And then if they do catch you, say you're a journalist, because then it's legal.
That's good. You are a journalist.
Yeah. You work in
media. I mean, I work in media.
Exactly.
We do. You are a journalist. I consider you a journalist.
I always consider myself a journalist.
An idiot, but.
Hey. All right. Someone's got a headache. Let's go.
All right.
Well.
Pleasanton, Kansas. Good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.